Fear not. When this hour of the program is concluded, you will know it's over. There will be a definite ending. We will not leave you hanging, I promise. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Are you hungry? Well, there could be a reason why you're hungry. There could be many reasons why you're hungry, and we will talk about all of them. And then, we normally have the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo on the show every single week. Well, today we're going to have Commuting Etiquette with Christina Staffo. About, 10 days, 2 weeks ago, Christina and I had to get into the city because we had a couple of interviews to do. What was it? I think it was, we had a Rain Pryor and we had Deborah Norville calling us. She was coming on the show again. So we had to get to the studio in Rockefeller Center. So there we are in New Jersey. So we decide we are going to take the train and we're going to take a cab. And it's going to be an easy way to get to the studio. Let's just suffice it to say, Ms. Staffo got yelled at on the train by a fellow commuter, and then she gave me a lesson in how to hail a cab. It's quite interesting. We've decided to talk about it on the show, and Ms. Staffo will be in studio later this hour to do just that. And then, technologies that young people, aka millennials, just don't want to use. And I'm not talking about the Atari 2600 that Grandpa still insists on using down in the rec room. No. I'm talking about things, these fancy gadgets that we have now, that they want no part of. And we'll have the story. All right, we start things off with Mad Men. More specifically, TV that doesn't give you a definite ending anymore. Thank you, Sopranos. Ever since they went to black and we had Don't Stop Believin' play, nobody knows how these shows end. So, Mad Men gave us yet another conundrum. And this is, alright, it's a spoiler alert, but it's been, what? It's been quite a while now since the finale aired. So if you haven't had a chance to sit down or haven't made time to watch it, you really don't care anyway, so I am going to talk about the ending, so here we go. Alright. I don't think it ended the way everybody thinks it ended. We are led to believe that Don is sitting there, he is chanting, he is meditating, and all of a sudden he gets the idea for the most iconic television commercial of the 1970s, the I'd like to teach the world to sing Coca-Cola thing, and he goes back to McCann Erickson. Everything is fine, he writes it, and he just makes himself even more of a success. Do you think McCann Erickson would take him back after he went on in this unannounced bender for, what, 4 or 5 months, gallivanting across the country? That's not what I think happened. I don't think they would take him back. Do you remember 10 minutes earlier, before the end of the show, he was having a conversation, a very distraught conversation over the phone with Peggy Olson? Keep in mind, the name of the episode was Person to Person. That's the finale. He sounds almost suicidal in that phone conversation with Peggy. He pretty much just says goodbye, hangs up, whatever. She's very concerned. She's on the phone with Stan. She's going to do something about it. But then Stan decides he's going to profess his love to her. She's caught off guard. She realizes she loves him. She tells him, I love you too. He runs down the hall. They embrace. The romantic moment in the show. But there's Don chanting on the hillside after nearly having a breakdown and hugging this guy, Leonard, during his confession to everyone about his life. What I think happened, I think after that moment, when Don was smiling on the hillside, just before we saw the I'd like to teach the world to sing commercial, I think Don then decided to call Peggy back because he knew he left her hanging. He told her the idea. And the scene we see at the very end of Peggy working late at night, it's dark, at McCann Erickson, and she's typing away with this wonderful idea, and there's Stan massaging her shoulders and giving her support. She wrote the commercial. Just as Don helped Peggy with Burger Chef, he helped her with Coca-Cola. And then when Peggy is a huge success, she said goodbye to McCann Erickson. She decided she did like commercial production, and she did go and take Joan up on her offer and became Joan's partner. And what have they done? They've left the door wide open to a sequel or at least a feature film. Are you hungry? Maybe because you watched that big Mad Men marathon leading up to the finale. I don't know. Well, we'll have reasons why you're always hungry next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Hard order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Dan's car was stopped at a residential stop sign when Martha rammed him from behind. Dan jumped out of his car, shaking his fists, and angrily yelled, "I should punch you in the face." Even though the accident was Martha's fault, she filed assault charges against Dan. But since Dan didn't touch Martha or her car, do you think the assault charges will stick? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Dan shook his fist so vigorously and his face was so red, Martha truly believed she was in danger. For assault charges to be valid, Martha only needed to believe she was going to be harmed. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, going shopping, purchasing a big ticket item. Well, believe it or not, if you want to get the best deal, then it matters what you wear. More specifically, it matters what colors you wear. Here's the science of it.
I see a red door and I want it painted black.
Colors are associated with power. After all, there's the red power tie. Would you respond to a policeman giving you a ticket if he or she were wearing a baby blue suit? And athletic teams are thought to be more aggressive when they wear dark colors, especially black. So if you're purchasing a big ticket item, then the colors to wear are black or gray. They suggest you can't take advantage of me. What's the cheap psychological trick? Wear darker colors and you'll be seen as more powerful. The salespeople will take you seriously. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.